Hi, Jody Dean here, and in this video, I'm going to tell you all about Kundalini awakening symptoms, what they could mean, and how to deal with them. Maybe you're getting some, maybe you know someone who is, or you're afraid that some of the things that you're experiencing in your body might be connected with Kundalini. So let's dive into it. Okay. So in my own particular journey, which has been around 30 years of spiritual practice and self-development work, spiritual work, meditation practices, yoga, tantra, qigong, tai chi, bioenergetics, plant medicines, consciousness work, energy work, shamanic work, ceremonial work, I've pretty much experienced a wide range, a wide spectrum of phenomena around energy, kundalini, and consciousness. And, you know, what happens over time when you work in a field, you start to see patterns, people's symptoms, people presenting you with certain stuff going on, certain phenomena, certain characteristics, and in your own work as well. And that's very much in my own personal practice. I've experienced this as well as working with others, as also friends and community members in different spaces and places I've been, where there are these very distinguishable, definable traits and things that happen when Kundalini is activated. So, in my own experience, I've had everything from completely, my consciousness completely leaving my body, having an out-of-body experience, but not in the sense that I'm an entity or a subtle body that's, you know, above my body looking down, but more of an expanded sense. So it's more, I go out of body, I'm not in my body, but I'm not necessarily, it's not so clear where I am, like I'm looking down on my physical body, not that kind of thing. But more of, it's a sensation when the manifest reality just disappears. You're just like, oh, where did you go? You're not here. So that's happened a few times. I've also experienced this through breath work as well, which can be very powerful and very activating for Kundalini. So also tingles. So this is something that I get a lot, and depending on anything, you know, any one kind of thing going on in my day and how connected I am to source and how embodied I am, and how open I am, I will have tingling sensations. These are often in my crown area, in my palms of my hands, and in the soles of my feet as well. And when that is full on, it can go to the whole body. Okay, so that's another phenomenon. And I know other people who experience this as well, as well as clients. Another aspect is shaking, literally the Kundalini shakes. So it can happen in many different ways, just tremors, or it can be precipitated by more of your own shaking, your bodily shaking that's intentional to then become like an involuntary shaking that just goes off on its own accord. And it can be something that feels like it's uncontrollable, or something that is conscious that you're like, okay, now I'll just stop. So yeah, literally full body shaking, or one area of the body, one limb shaking. These can be definitely symptoms of Kundalini activation and awakening. Now, here is a list of other symptoms that we can have when we're having Kundalini phenomena. Heat. Okay, this could be certain aspects of the body, certain places, up the spine, in the head, in the brain, literally in the brain, burning sensations, cold could also be another one, literally the opposite, vibrations inside the body, inside the musculoskeleton. I'm not saying that right. Excuse me. But you know, inside our structure. Blanks, when we have literally like blank moments, moments of, it could be where you have a flash and there's like reality disappears, the manifest reality disappears, or it could be more of, I'm just blanking right now. That can be a Kundalini symptom. Also facial twitching can be Kundalini symptoms. Now, it doesn't mean, and I'm, you know, this is definitely not medical advice. I'm not a medical doctor. And it doesn't mean that if you have this thing, that it means you have Kundalini symptoms. What I'm saying is that under the umbrella of Kundalini symptoms, these things can be those things, but it can also be something completely different. Could be a medical condition you have. Could be something else. Could be a trauma response. So that's, I think that's very important to know and understand and discern. Now, sensitivity to light can be another one. Overactivity, feeling so much in the body, so kind of overactive nervous system can be a Kundalini symptom. Difficulty to sleep, not being able to sleep at all. Sensitivity, hypersensitivity to external stimuli. Expanded consciousness, a sense of expansion, bliss, ecstasy. Feeling incredibly, indescribably happy and not knowing why. Love. Activation of unconditional love. Hyperventilation can be a Kundalini symptom. You know, what we might classically describe as a sort of shock symptom or panic attack could also be a Kundalini phenomena as well. And I've pretty much had all of what I've mentioned. What I see most consistently is shaking, overactive nervous system, and these expanded states of consciousness. Most consistently, above everything else, those three things. And of course, everybody is different, everyone is different, and your Kundalini experiences and symptoms, or the person that you're thinking about for this Kundalini, oh, is this happening to them? You know, has a unique makeup and a unique way of experiencing, sensing and expressing as well. So everyone is having their own authentic experience with this, and it's going to be unique. So everyone is different, basically. So that's really important to understand. It's not one size fits all. You know, if you're shaking, then it's definitely Kundalini. You know, it's just not like that. That's just not how it rolls. So that's what I wanted to share. Hope that's been helpful about Kundalini symptoms. I am running a mentorship called the Diamond Heart Kundalini Mentorship, which is a program over 6 months, a 6 month period. So it's a really beautiful amount of time to really go deeply, not get overwhelmed, and integrate as well, to be able to integrate Kundalini work, Kundalini activation and awakening. So this is something I'm offering, and we have currently enrollment open for the 2024 cohort. But if you're watching this video in a couple of years time, well, just check on my website, check in the description below and see what's available if you're interested. I also do occasional one-off events, workshops, online workshops and offline for Kundalini activation. So I just did one recently in Oslo. And yeah, it also, if you're just interested in exploring, I will be making more videos around Kundalini and spiritual awakening and all the different processes and navigating the symptoms and phenomena around all of this, because it is so diverse and so complex. And it's, you know, really important to have understanding and also discernment as to what's going on, and to be able to distinguish to then, you know, if there's suffering involved, if there's pain, if there's overwhelm, then to get clarity around that, and also to maybe calm things down. Because that's another thing, is that the whole thing of Kundalini Holocaust, where literally it's just too much. And I was just speaking with a new friend today who described to me that they'd had a Kundalini activation process session and it'd been too strong. So yeah, they'd had a Kundalini activation process session and it had been too strong, and it felt like there was too much happening and it was too overwhelming. And that can happen massively. So it's really important, slowly is holy with Kundalini work and Kundalini awakening. Otherwise, it can just get totally overwhelming. So this is also a really important point. And yeah, so if you're looking at wanting to know more about any of this content, any of this phenomena around Kundalini, then check out my other videos. And also feel free to book a session with me to have a quantum visioning session. And we can look into this bit more, help you get some clarity about what might be happening for you in your spiritual path and your energy work and your Kundalini journey. So hope that's been helpful, guys. Please do, if you like this video, click the like button, click the notification bell, and do subscribe to the channel if you'd like to see more of these videos. And of course, please don't forget to share if you found this helpful and informative. All right, thank you so much. Blessings to you on your path.